I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One burgundy, Ron Burgundy, talking and saying things. Ron Burgundy.
Welcome to the Ron Burgundy podcast. This is Ron Burgundy. Now listen, people always want to know who I am. Who is he, this Ron Burgundy character? The myth, the legend, the felon. And I'm not going to be shy. I'm going to tell the folks who I am. Well, I'm a man first, that's for sure. And I'm a news anchor second, yeah. And then third, I'm a responsible pet owner. And fourth, I'm a... Oh, let's see what I wrote here. Okay, fourth, I'm a musician. Yes, I'm a jazz flute wonderkind.
Wonderkind.
And fifth, I'm a lover. That's it, folks. I'm a man first, lover last. Actually, let's take that back. Let's switch those. I want to be a lover first and a man last. There you go. Done. Well, no, that doesn't work either. Back to the drawing board, Ron.
You don't have to do this, but we know who you are. I don't know why you're prioritizing traits about yourself.
Where do you think I should throw in Christian?
I don't know. Are you super Christian?
Not really, but this is all for my Bumble profile.
Oh, no.
I'm just trying to meet some nice women on this thing, but life on these dating apps is wild. Girls will ignore you and leave you in the gutter, so to speak. Or they'll say they want to beep in my beep.
Wow, that's very forward of them.
Yeah, I know. It's like, can I just say hello first? I don't want to see your butt, you know, until the first date.
Sure.
Anyway, all these dating apps ask you to describe yourself and your interests, so here goes nothing.
So you're going to put down lover and man and Christian?
Mm-hmm, and world-class musician.
Are you going to mention that you have a son?
I usually wait till I'm 2 months in and then just bring my son on a date. Romantic surprises. Women love them. Speaking of love, we have a musician in the house today known for his love songs. Many couples get together after his shows. You probably know who I'm talking about. Nick, if you don't mind, let's cue up one of his songs. Ah, yes. One of my favorites to play over a romantic Italian dinner.
Real? It seems more like the music you hear at Coachella or music festivals.
No, that's right. DJ Dylan Francis is in the house to teach us all about EDM, the music of love. Nick, can you play that song that always makes me cry? Ugh, tugs at the heartstrings, doesn't it? Oh my goodness. Ring me out, I'm like a wet towel.
Just electronic beats.
I know you feel the same, Carolina, right?
No, not at all.
Oh. Well, let's give the heartbroken a second to recover from that. And in the studio next is Dylan Francis. Bring a box of tissues, folks.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Ron Burgundy Podcast. This is Ron Burgundy, and of course I'm joined by Captain Fartface, a.k.a. Carolina.
No. Okay.
Anyway, We are so excited. How excited are we, Captain?
I don't want that nickname.
But answer the question.
Yeah, we're excited.
Good. Will you please give a Ron Burgundy podcast welcome to the man behind the Motown sound, Dylan Francis. Dylan, thank you for coming today. Thank you.
I'm going to clap for myself.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a morning zoo crew. Yeah. I love it. Yes. Dylan, we really appreciate. You know what? I want to apologize right off because I just happened to look up and make eye contact with you.
You did.
And I can see you're in your early 30s.
Yes.
I was clearly wrong about the whole Motown sound thing. You had nothing to do with the Motown sound. But do you like Motown music?
I do. Yes. I don't know if I could name any off the top of my head, but...
Well, let's see.
Skrillex.
Skrillex is definitely the biggest Motown artist.
The Beach Boys. Were they not from Detroit?
No, not at all.
Well, I guess we don't know anything about
Eminem.
Motown. Eminem, because of the M. Motown Man. That's what it's short for Motown
Man.
Yeah,
and he is from Michigan.
He is from Michigan.
Uh-huh.
That's where the 8 Mile... talk about 8 Mile, right?
Right.
Have you seen it?
Do you want us to talk about 8 Mile?
I would love to get a deep dive on 8 Mile.
I think I'm the wrong guy.
Okay. So let's start with the basics. How did you get started? How did music enter your life?
I mean, from a young age, you know, you have the radio just going. So right. My dad always listened to...
Kiss FM.
Kiss. Actually, yeah.
Were you, like, listening to, like, Raffy music?
No. I was listening to a lot of, like, 101.1. Which
K-Earth.
K-Earth 101. Yep. It was all the classics. And then my mom would do 102.7. That'd be really funny if my dad listened to that, too. He did not. I kind of got into music through that. And then, for actually working in music.
Right.
I think it was just through my friend playing a lot of, like, dance music in his car. And I didn't know what it was. And I was really into metal music and punk music at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I was like, what is this? Sounds like the advanced version of that.
Metal music is music, I'm lost here, that sounds like two pieces of metal scraping together?
I guess you could say so. It's loud music.
Okay.
Okay.
It's loud, hard.
It's a lot of.
So like when someone's belting out the national anthem, that's considered metal music?
No.
That's loud.
Yes.
It's pretty loud.
It's more like roaring.
It's screaming.
Yeah.
Like Katy Perry.
So close, but...
Okay. Well, none of us are good at classifying music. So what are we doing here? Honestly, Carolina, I mean, you're supposed to be driving the train here.
I'm learning just as much as you are. I mean, maybe I'm less behind, but...
Let's talk about this. So... Working as an EDM DJ.
Yes.
Now, that's the correct terminology, right? And producer. I mean, you take a lot from different musical influences.
Yes.
Right. So, and I know, now this I do know, reggaeton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is big for you, right?
Yes.
But I read when you were younger, you were very into punk music.
Yes. Which I just said.
Yes. You just said that.
Yes.
Okay, shoot. Somehow I've lasted this biz a long time without listening. Some of the artists that inspired you, Pure Prairie League, Atlanta Rhythm Section, Captain and Tennille, but not Tennille, maybe?
Is this in my bio?
I'm just asking.
This is...
I don't think Captain or Tennille.
Okay. Ever. I don't think they ever
influenced me. So none of those groups?
Neither of those two.
Oh. Okay.
Scratch that
off. Let me get my pen. Scratch it off. Done. So I imagine, you know, a lot of being a producer and making electronic music involves sitting in front of a computer.
Yeah, a lot.
Do you feel you made a good decision there?
Not sometimes, no. Got a bad back from it, definitely.
Okay, right?
Yeah.
Do you have one of those walking computer, you know, where you stand? You're supposed
standing
to...
Standing desk?
Right, like a standing desk. Thank you. Because sitting is supposed to kill us now.
It is.
Apparently.
Who said that?
No, that's just the new studies. Not supposed to sit.
I don't know if it's going to kill you.
You're not ever supposed to sit.
No,
never again.
That's maybe an exaggeration.
So the computer. It's. I mean, it is in some. It's a very smart choice. It's easy to carry around.
Easy. Very.
Do you ever look at a guy, for instance, who plays like the tuba, and has to lug it all over the place, and think, "Nice job, idiot! I'm an international superstar DJ just because I brought, a laptop, and you're lugging around a tubo, look some kind of." Bozo.
Absolutely. Sometimes I sit at the airport and I just wait for those people.
For the tuba people.
Yeah, and I look at them and I go,
if you only knew.
Wrong choice, buddy.
This may be an obscure reference to our listener. Oh, my God. Come on, Ron. Get it together. We're so lucky to have you here today.
Thank you.
And I thought it'd be a great chance to tackle a subject on this show that's really important to me. And you know what? Actually, I'm gonna backtrack here. I want to get to that question later. But I want to ask you, okay, let's throw some names out here.
Okay.
Tiesto.
Yes, know him.
Diplo.
Yep, know him.
Zedd.
Is that, yes, I know him. I'm supposed to say I know them or?
Whatever you want, whatever comes to mind. This is kind of a lightning round.
Know him, yes.
Marshmello.
You know that guy too.
Cascade.
Yep.
Calvin Harris.
Yep.
David Guetta.
Yep.
Deadmau5.
Yep.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I didn't know she was a DJ.
She is.
Yeah. Underground mostly.
Underground mostly, yeah. Mostly in conservative circles.
A lot of people going to those shows?
Sure.
I'd love to see the ticket numbers.
Actually huge.
The RNC?
Yes.
RNC's going?
After parties?
CPAC?
Actually, Ed Koch.
Mayor Ed Koch?
Yeah. Loves it.
Really?
Ed Koch is, even though he's dead now. Were you saying the ghost of Ed Koch loves Sarah Huckabee's?
Yeah, he did.
Let's take a moment of silence for departed New York Mayor Ed Koch. Nick, do you have any music you could play while we take this moment of silence? Perfect. Thank you.
It's great.
All right. Let me get back to this other topic I was thinking about, which, like I said, so thankful to have you.
Thank you.
And I want to discuss something that's really important to me, and I think it would be helpful and education. Come on, Ron. What is it? I got the Monday blahs.
What were you doing last night?
I was down at the pier.
Oh, no.
Sport fishing.
You're not supposed to do that anymore.
Well, I love it. It's a passion of mine. In fact, I should have put it on the Bumble thing. Sport fishing.
Yeah.
You're on Bumble?
I just got on Bumble today.
How is it?
We'll find out.
He's trying to get on Raya, but he's waitlisted.
You're not,
I'm waitlisted on Raya.
I can hook you up.
You could jump me to the front of the line?
Yeah. All the names you listed that's what you were listing them for. They're all
exactly.
They're all on there already.
Oh. This is
turning out
to be one of the great days in my life.
Yes.
Yes. Raya, here we come. Ron Burgundy on Raya. So let's discuss the topic, how to care for the elderly.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Dylan, your thoughts. Should we do more for the elderly?
Ron, should we just do this topic now? I mean, maybe we should stick to music.
No, Caroline, that's so boring. When I heard Dylan Francis was coming in, I thought, who better to tackle the subject of caring for the elderly than Dylan Francis, an EDM superstar? It just felt right. And you know I always like to go with my gut.
Mm-hmm.
When has my gut ever been wrong?
None are coming to mind because I'm so overwhelmed. I'm actually paralyzed trying to name just one.
Good. Let's just start there. Dylan, a lot of older people are confined to wheelchairs. We need to make our world more wheelchair accessible in general, don't you think?
I agree.
Yeah.
Who would say no to that?
Always agreed.
I'm asking the DJ here.
Okay.
So you agree?
I agree that we shouldn't do that.
Shouldn't have...
Controversial opinion.
Have more accessibility for wheelchairs.
We should.
We should have.
Should have it.
Yes. Yeah. Great. And also, if you're in a wheelchair, have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. Have fun with it.
Especially like the motorized ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Rascals.
Yeah, the Rascals. Yeah, or, a Jazzy.
That's what they're called? They're Jazzies?
They're also called Jazzies.
Oh, okay.
That's another
I like the Rascal.
Rascal. I'm a bit of a rascal.
You are?
Yes. And I volunteer at a nursing home once in a while, and I don't like to make a big deal out of it, but it really lightens up people's faces when they see old Ron Burgundy coming to a visit. Do you find that with your fans? They're happy to see you at meet and greets?
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of meet and greets?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Is it, how many people would that be?
Like, you know, like 500 or something like that.
In one meet and greet?
Yeah. For like the show, maybe.
So after the show, you'll meet with 500 people.
I mean, I used to like go out to the to the crowd.
God, that's how do you have the energy to talk to 500 people?
Just give them hugs.
Wow, that's very impressive. I would limit it to five.
Five.
Ron would limit it to five and say only ladies, please, which was kind of insulting, but.
So you know, I just find that going to nursing homes is just a small way to give back to the community,
mm-hmm.
and particularly with the elderly folks I deal with. And I have this one gentleman I see regularly. He's a retired lieutenant, Colonel. He's a veteran,
mm-hmm.
Purple Heart, the whole deal.
Uh-huh.
A true American hero. And last weekend, I rigged up his motorized wheelchair with the engine from an old 1970 Corvette Stingray LT1. And I must have got that sucker going up to around 120 miles an hour, maybe 130. Isn't that awesome?
Was he on there?
He was. He went on the freeway. He went on the freeway.
He loved it.
And he said, thanks for bringing me back to the glory days.
He didn't feel like...
He loved it.
He loved it.
I was against the idea, but then when I saw him on it...
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I would just assume that that would cause...
I mean, he was just
irreparable damage. And he came back. He was heart or
likewise
kidney failure.
Yeah, yes.
He had a little bit of kidney failure.
Yeah, that was
okay. See,
he said it was worth it.
He said it was worth the whole thing. I mean, he was just risen around the grounds of the nursing home, just the time of his life. The people in charge of the facility got a little uptight with me, but I just said, "Hey, I'm Ron Burgundy."
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah,
that was your only response.
That was my only response.
What did they say?
Please stop.
They said, please stop, and we're going to have to call the police. And law enforcement did show up.
Yeah.
So, Dylan Francis, what ways do you try to give back to the community?
I mean, I donate money to parks in L.A., trying to get more parks.
Okay.
And then...
Just parks in general? Dog parks?
Just parks.
Yeah.
Just making sure we have actual... Like, you know, because I've been...
Because we need open spaces.
Yeah. Been to the UK, they have really nice parks.
They're beautiful.
In LA, we just don't have.
Yeah.
And then I give a lot to Music Cares, which is a music organization that for the arts.
And it actually exists.
Yes.
It's not a fake charity.
Ron's been interested in creating a charity.
You should. I would donate to it.
Well, it's called More Spaghetti.
Okay, I wouldn't donate to that.
It's just about more spaghetti for people.
We don't have to get into it.
I actually kind of back that.
Feed the elderly more spaghetti.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they necessarily need more spaghetti. I feel like if you do it for homeless people, though, that's fantastic.
Well, maybe that's what we'll do.
Yeah. Maybe that's a good idea.
After we take a little bit off the top.
No.
Dylan, do you have grandparents?
Yes.
And they must be awfully proud of what you've accomplished.
Yeah, my grandma is.
And what do they make of your music?
She definitely... If I played it for her, she wouldn't know it was my music.
Oh.
And she would probably be like, I don't want to hear this. But she's proud.
So they enjoy it, or?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe some of them. There's probably, maybe two that I could play her that she would be fine with.
What portion of fandom do you think you have in the elderly community?
Oh, man. I mean, I could look at my analytics on Twitter or Instagram, and
it would be an interesting study.
Mm-hmm. I could look right now. Let's look right now.
Let's see how many octogenarians you have who consider themselves fans.
Let's see.
Who love to get down to the beats.
So I'm
impressed that you can access that.
Yeah, I'm
right
accessing
away.
It right now. Okay. 55 to 64.
Yeah.
We got 1%.
Okay.
65 plus.
Yeah.
Guess what? Still 1%.
Still 1%.
Yeah.
These are the real one percenters.
Yes.
The octogenarians who love a little
Dylan
Francis. Little EDM while they're doing, water aerobics.
Yes.
At the pool.
Yeah. Huh. Thanks to them. Thank you.
SMH, right?
Yeah.
What do you think that means? SMH.
Surely must help is what I always thought it meant.
It means shake my head, but it's okay.
Why would you want to shake your head?
Like, shaking my head.
Smeh.
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 Smeh. Am I right? Big time smeh.
Yeah.
Let's talk about cholesterol medication.
Okay.
Lipitor.
Mm-hmm.
Good for controlling cholesterol levels, or should people change their diets as well?
I legally am not allowed to comment, because the last time I did, I got in trouble.
Okay.
Because I don't know the specifics about Lipitor to be able to...
Common sense is put down the cheeseburger.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or pick up the Lipitor.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
or okay. Both.
Both. Some people need both. Who knows? I don't know what the right answer is. I'm not a doctor.
If you're listening, we're not doctors.
What about Molly? You ever take that stuff?
I mean, when I was younger.
Should senior citizens take ecstasy?
No, I don't.
MDMA?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. It's pretty rough on your system.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. I wonder of your one percenters, if they're just riding the Molly train all day long.
They could be.
What do you think about this? I just thought of this idea, so forgive me if it's not fleshed out. How about a DJ school for senior citizens? Would that be something you'd be interested in setting up? Just get a bunch of octogenarians in a room, teach them about beat matching, crossfader curve control, get some loops going, make some beats.
That honestly sounds like my own personal hell.
Upload it to SoundCloud.
Not interested.
Ron, where did you learn those words? How do you know so much about DJ technique?
Well, Carolina, you don't know everything about me, okay?
All right.
When I was doing cable news in New York City in the 80s, I actually befriended Grandmaster Flash for a period of time. And he showed me a couple of things on the ones and twos, and it's nothing like what Dylan can do here. But though Flash and I did put out a single around 1983 called News Funk 2000.
Are you serious?
Quite serious.
Can we hear it?
I thought you'd never ask, DJ Dylan Francis. Thank you. Carolina didn't ask me.
Well, I didn't even know, Nick, do you have News Funk 2000?
Nick, you always have News Funk 2000 loaded up, ready to go.
All right, let's take a listen.
Let's take a ride. Here it is, from 1983, News Funk 2000. See?
Wow.
Was that not?
That was interesting.
Well, what?
It never made it on the radio, except for a couple college stations.
Yeah. Why was it called News Funk 2000?
It's not very newsy. Yeah. I think it was
Nor did it sound anything like the 2000s.
Well, I think we were trying to predict what the 2000 sound was going to be like, and...
Wasn't that.
It wasn't this.
Very avant-garde of you.
But that drum machine was cool, right?
That's the best part.
I wish you... Why are you laughing so much?
It's maybe it's flattering.
It's flattering. It is.
I feel like I never want to play it again.
No, it's producing emotion. It's good.
Absolutely. There you go. That absolutely is the way to take that.
Okay. Well, I feel like you guys are making fun of me, but whatever. I have enough self-esteem to know that Ron, you can do whatever you want in News Funk 2000. You took a chance, and that's what life is all about.
Exactly. Yeah. You took an artistic chance.
Yes.
And it went.
I'm not going to be made to feel.
No, I went like somewhere.
Exactly. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that was one of the reviews of News Funk 2000.
It went somewhere.
This song went somewhere.
It did.
It's vague.
One of the college newspapers said, well, it went somewhere.
What were some of the other. If you could name off.
Very negative.
Very?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very negative.
I'm sorry.
Let me ask you this. Do you meditate?
I used to.
Right. And then?
Well, it was when I was younger and my dad made me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is really counterproductive to meditating.
Right.
Why would you make someone
forceful
meditate?
Meditation.
Yeah.
So he's like, son, for the last time.
Yeah. You gotta meditate. It was.
It's 6 o'clock meditation time.
Sounded exactly like that.
Yeah.
I just got flashbacks.
Dylan, for Christ's sake, did you meditate? Was that kind of the banter?
That was it. That was it.
Wow. So you never felt relaxed?
No. No. The reason we had to meditate was it was so that we could watch TV.
Oh, so it was a trade-off.
It was a trade-off.
Meditate. And how long was the meditation period supposed to be?
It was like an hour.
An hour?
Yeah. A lot of breathing exercises.
Now I'm on your side.
Yeah.
Maybe 15 minutes.
My dad still wakes up and does an hour
wow.
every morning.
Did you find it helped you so much, or were you just, it was too much of a
Absolutely.
Punishment?
As a little kid, your mind is going a mile a minute.
Exactly. I mean, my mind is going a mile a minute right now.
Yeah.
I try to meditate every morning,
uh-huh.
and I can't immediately, I start thinking about 8 Mile, the movie 8 Mile. And how we have to save the people from the nuclear reactor meltdown at Three Mile Island.
That's not what the movie was about, though.
Gosh, I wish we could watch it right now and have this debate.
It's not.
I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree.
It's not what the movie's about, though. Even.
Well, anyway, when I meditate, those are the images that come pouring through my mind. It's like a carnival of horrors in my brain. Wow. No matter what I do.
That is depressing.
So what do you do now to relax your mind and clear your head? Because I'm sure you have a hectic schedule.
I take naps or something like that. And I enjoy working. I'm very thankful for it.
Do you wake up and you just like, boom, I've got a new beat, a new rhythm, a new song in my head?
It's either that or like video ideas for like music videos.
The visual expression of what you've already done.
Yes.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's like that. Or it's just sitting down in front of the computer and then kind of just, chipping away at whatever.
I imagine you travel a lot for your work.
Yes.
How many dates a year are you on the road?
Probably like 140-something, 150-something.
Pretty extensive.
Yeah.
A lot of traveling.
Back to the elderly, speaking of traveling, And though I work with the elderly, sometimes I do kind of resent the fact that they're able to get on a plane before me just because they're old and need special assistance, especially when I'm flying first class, as I'm sure you do all the time.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think first class passengers and elderly people should be able to peacefully board an airplane at the same time?
Don't they?
I mean, Ron has pushed me over when we've boarded a plane at the same time.
I mean, I'll help an old lady put her bag in the overhead compartment, but I'm going to put my bag up first,
It's understandable.
Then I'll help the old bag of bones. Imagine you do the same, right, Dylan?
I think I would put her bag first, not mine.
Chivalry is not dead.
Last time we got on a plane together, you kicked me in the back of the knees and said, go faster.
Because you were so slow. Do you remember how I got all the passengers to chant, hurry up? Carolina, hurry up, Carolina.
Yes, it was crazy.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious.
I would have loved to see that.
I'm sorry to interrupt. The elderly, I have no idea what we're trying to do here with this episode. We have a great guest with a fascinating career, and you're just kind of like shoehorning this vague idea about helping the elderly.
I'm bringing my journalistic point of view.
Okay.
And that's what people tune in for. There's at least 6 or 7 shows where people just ask the same old boring question. This is the Ron Burgundy podcast. The audience is paying top dollar for this show, and they expect something more.
Oh, we're not. Well, people get the show for free. It doesn't cost anything to download.
Wait, what? That's a huge mistake. We should fix that immediately.
Even with you bringing your journalistic point of view, you're also talking about hooking up Corvette engines to their wheelchairs.
Yes, I am.
Old people, and I think you were suggesting giving Molly to senior citizens.
You're never too old to party. Don't be ageist. Back me up here, Dylan.
I just think that
I agree.
What you're saying is irresponsible and possibly a little dangerous.
And I think what you're saying is a real snooze.
Okay.
And my new best friend, Dylan Francis, agrees.
I mean, honestly, if I was an old person, I'd probably be doing a bunch of Molly.
Here's the thing. We have so much to learn from people who are older than us.
Uh-huh.
I think we can all agree on that, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
But it's also important to listen to young voices as well.
Uh-huh.
You're a young fellow. Your voice is valid, and I want you to know that. So, Dylan, if you use your voice right now, say whatever you want, even if it's gibberish.
Put on the spot, really. There you go. That's it.
Put on the spot, really.
Put on the spot, really.
Put on the spot, really.
Good.
Nailed it, right?
Yeah. It's important. That's important to say that and get that out of there.
Yeah.
Sure.
I would have said,
yeah, I didn't want to offer you that.
Sure.
I mean, honestly, what I said is not even, I mean, it's probably on the same, on par of, with that gibberish, because it didn't do anything.
No. Your words have power.
I just said I was put on the spot.
And I thought it was pure poetry.
Thank you.
You could weave that into a song.
Potentially.
Put on the spot.
I liked it with a lower tone, too.
Put on the spot. Put on the spot.
Put on the spot.
Put on the spot. Put on the spot. Carolina, hurry your ass on the airplane. You're backing up the line.
Okay. That doesn't...
Carolina, with your 8 steamer trunks.
No. Those are yours.
We're just going to Phoenix. They are mine, but it's part of your job description.
You're right.
I travel with a lot of hat boxes and steamer trunks.
Yeah.
8 steamer trunks.
Well, I bring a lot of my own food wherever I go.
Yeah.
Do you bring your own food wherever you go?
No.
You're happy to eat.
I'm happy to eat wherever.
Yeah.
You bring your own food?
I do.
Yeah.
You're allowed to...
A lot of meat that we don't refrigerate because...
Ooh.
Butchered meat.
Yeah.
It's like sides of beef.
Yeah.
And
then a lot of bread.
A lot of bread products.
That's understandable.
Yeah. And cheese.
Yeah.
Do you know that the French make over 200 cheeses?
No, I didn't know that.
Me neither.
I just learned that.
Just right now?
No, it was a fact that popped into my head. Bon hiver.
That's a musician.
Bon hiver? Bon hiver.
I don't even think he's French.
I don't think he is either.
But I like the way you say it.
Thank you. That's the correct pronunciation. I learned that today, too. Thank you, from Nick. Dylan?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what else to say, but thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I think this was a spirited and productive conversation, and we learned a lot from it. Do you have anything you want to plug?
Sure.
Keep in mind, we have no idea when this is airing.
Yeah. I think I'll have a new song out.
In the future?
With Lovely the Band.
In the future.
Yeah, in the future.
Yeah, great.
It's like soon, so it'll probably already be out. So I want them to go listen to
that. I mean, this could air from 6 months from now.
That's perfect.
Is that fine?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Because I once plugged my house party on my podcast and no one showed up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, this is fine because the song exists forever.
Exactly.
So if it just is promoting the song, that's totally fine.
So
go listen.
DJ Dylan Francis, go listen to the song that
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
With Lovely the Band.
Lovely the Band.
Listen now.
Listen now.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
You are getting sleepy.
Also, I'm very excited to see the numbers of on my Instagram.
If you get
boost.
A boost,
I think I'll send you a screenshot.
Could you report back to if this has had any effect on your?
Absolutely.
That would be
the
be
thing
great.
that's a bummer though is the octogenarian number.
Yeah,
they only have 65 plus on here. They don't actually cater to that.
Well, they can fix that.
Well, maybe now.
There might be a real movement to make that adjustment.
Right now,
technological adjustment. Well, terrific. And, I'd like to take the time to plug that I will be at the San Diego VA Hospital every other Sunday. If you have a wheelchair and you'd like it hooked up to a drone to see if we can try and do that and get it up in the air, just come find your friend Ron Burgundy.
Okay.
I don't care what the administrators say.
They'll say stop.
Let's do this. Dylan, it's been a pleasure.
I'm actually going to show up for that. I'd love to go.
Okay, every Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Beautiful. We'll be right back with the Ron Burgundy Podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A., I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
oldest girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by oldest girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back here at the Ron Burgundy Podcast. Welcome back, because we're back. I hope you learned today that EDM can do so much. It can bring you and a loved one closer. When you've been together for so long, you grimace when you see them across the room. It can help the elderly find their groove, but it can't cure diabetes. That's important to make clear. Carolina, did you have a crush on DJ Dylan Francis?
Oh, no, remember? I've been seeing that printmaker I met at the Bon Iver show.
Literally, don't say another word. You'll make me toss the cookies I ate for breakfast. Folks, thanks for tuning in. Nick, play me out with a slow one. The Ron Burgundy Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Funny or Die. I'm Ron Burgundy, the host, writer, and executive producer. Carolina Barlow is my co-host, writer, and producer. Our producers are Jack O'Brien, Nick Stumpf, Miles Gray, and Whitney Hodak. Our executive producer is Mike Farah. Our consulting producer is Andrew Steele. Our coordinating producer is Colin McDougall. Our associate producers are Anna Hosnier and Sophie Lichterman. Our writer is Jake Fogelnest. Our production coordinator is Hannah Jacobson. This episode was engineered, mixed, and edited by Nick Stumpf. Until next time, this is Ron Burgundy.
Ron. 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 2000.
This just in. 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 Too hot. Too hot. Too hot. Too hot. Three, two, one, blast off. Three, two, one, blast off. Too hot. Too hot. Too hot. Too hot. Ouch. Too hot. Ouch. I said too hot. Oh no. I smell smoke. Oh no. I smell smoke. No, seriously. No, I think there's literally a fire in here. Is there? Does that fire extinguisher work over there? What do you mean it's... You don't know. Is it full or empty? Well, then we should get out of here. Everyone get out of the building! Get out of the building! Now! It's on fire! No, it is too hot now. It literally is too hot. I'm just saying that for a fact, but now... Get out! Everyone get out! Oh, it was just a pipe. Oh, you were just smoking a pipe over there. Oh, I didn't see it. God, that's a good-looking pipe. Is that meerschaum? Mm-hmm. Can I hold it? God, I like the weight of this thing. Mmm, that's good-smelling tobacco. Is that apple? It's apple-flavored. I love an apple-flavored tobacco. Yeah, I gotta finish this. Thank you. Too hot. Too hot. No, I'm doing it for the song. No, I know there's not a fire in here. Three, two, one, blast off. Three, two, one, blast off. Too hot.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.